Speaking on Friday, Indonesia's Foreign Minister Hasan Wuryuda directed several thinly veiled comments towards regional countries guilty of human rights violations. Without naming Burma, Wuryuda said it was now time for countries of origin to stop abusing minorities and refugees, in accordance with principles of human rights set out in the new Charter of the Association of Southeast Asian Nations. The charter was officially passed into law in December last year. In a later interview, Foreign Affairs spokesman Teku Faiza Shah repeated the minister's message.
We look at these problems of the boat people arriving in our shore related to the problem from country of origins. That's why we call to the country of origins to respect the rights of the minorities.
And there was also this message for countries that refugees travel to as a transit point.
We call on the countries where the boat passed to treat them well and not to allow them to arrive in other regional countries, so it becomes a regional problem.
The Thai government has vigorously defended the decision by its navy to tow more than 1,000 Rohingya men out to sea. Those who have been rescued claim they were deserted without engines and little food or water. Thailand says the men are economic migrants and a threat to Thai jobs. In recent weeks, Indonesia has also claimed that the Rohingya had left their country seeking better jobs and could therefore be deported under Indonesian law. But in the wake of the arrival of a second boatload and renewed claims of torture at the hands of the Burmese military regime, Foreign Minister Wuryuda said Indonesia was now considering granting the Rohingya refugee status. He said the United Nations High Commission for Refugees would be invited to assess their situation. Katie Heyman, VOA News, Jakarta.